Ottawa, the Assembly of First Nations Women's Council said it's grateful Anita Poiliev will no longer be addressing their gathering after the group raised concerns about her participation. Poiliev, spouse of Conservative leader Pierre Poiliev, was scheduled to speak on Wednesday about human trafficking on a panel with singer and advocate Paul Brandt. A Conservative Party spokesperson and the Women's Council both confirmed Tuesday she would not be participating. Anishinaabe Nation Deputy Chief Anna Betty Acne-Pinescombe told those gathered in Ottawa for the AFN's Special Chiefs Assembly that the AFN's Women's Council was not consulted on the agenda item. With about a dozen delegates gathered around her, Acne-Pinescombe said there are First Nations peoples who are strong voices and advocates on the issue. "We're grateful that Mrs. Anita Poiliev changed her mind and will not be presenting," Acne-Pinescombe said. A spokesperson for the Conservative Party said Tuesday morning Anita Poiliev would not be attending because she is ill. The gathering comes after a testy October assembly that saw chiefs vote down a $47.8 billion child welfare reform deal with Canada after decades of legal fights that found the federal government discriminated against First Nations children. It also comes as chiefs grow increasingly worried about a change in government. A federal election is looming in the next year, and a gridlocked parliament this fall has meant key pieces of legislation for First Nations people are not moving forward. The assembly's gatherings are often attended by federal politicians, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanquette and NDP leader Jagmeet Singh are scheduled to speak. So are multiple government ministers. Pierre Poiliev is not scheduled to be in attendance for this one, and there are no Conservative MPs listed on the agenda. AFN National Chief Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak said in an interview Monday the organization will continue to invite him to address chiefs, and that there is hope he can join them for discussions at the next assembly. Poiliev addressed the AFN at its annual general assembly in July, the first time he spoke to the assembly since he was named party leader in 2022. Some chiefs appeared to like some of what he had to say, applauding generously during a speech that outlined his commitments to advancing economic reconciliation with First Nations and creating jobs, especially through resource development. Judy Wilson, a delegate at the gathering, said at the time it should be acknowledged that a handful of veterans and representatives from the Assembly's LGBTQ+ Council stood silently and turned their back on Poiliev while he spoke. She then told Poiliev that he did not mention the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women or the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, as well as inherent rights, during the speech. While Poiliev isn't attending this assembly, chiefs have met with members of the Conservative Party while in Ottawa. Woodhouse-Nepinak told delegates Tuesday morning that there's a fundamental shift occurring in the country, and First Nations are at the center of it. "There's so much work ahead, but by strengthening our relations, being united, we can do anything together," Woodhouse-Nepinak told delegates Tuesday morning. She was talking about growing Indigenous economies, reconciliation, and about a series of favorable court decisions that held Canada accountable for not living up to its treaty obligations and affirmed First Nations rights. "Each of these victories send a message to provincial and federal governments that First Nations can no longer be left on the sidelines," she said. Woodhouse-Nepinak acknowledged the upcoming election in her opening remarks, saying the AFN will continue to push the boundaries of the law and ensure our inherent and treaty rights will be fully implemented in Canada. She also urged First Nations people to participate in the election, saying their voice and votes matter. An emergency resolution slated for discussion on Tuesday afternoon calls for a national inquiry into systemic racism in policing. It comes after 9 people were killed in interactions with police in different parts of the country in September, sparking calls for change. Woodhouse-Nepinak said Monday she expects policing legislation to be a major topic of discussion, saying First Nations are always an afterthought even though they are constantly dealing with those issues. On Tuesday morning, she told delegates that the underfunding and lack of First Nations police forces is costing First Nations lives. "It's time to say once and for all that our First Nations lives matter in this country," she said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 3, 2024. Alessia Passafium, the Canadian Press.